With Collingwood Deputy Mayor Keith Hull on a leave of absence and Mayor Brian Saunderson planning for a provincial election run with the Progressive Conservatives in June, council is considering their options to figure out how to best finish out the term. During Monday night's regular meeting of council, councillors received a report from Clerk Sarah Almas regarding how to deal with reassigning Hull's deputy mayor duties while he is away, and a potential mayoral vacancy. The report had been deferred from a December 7 Strategic Initiative Standing Committee meeting, as some members wanted the option to go in camera for some of the discussions should the conversation refer to specific individuals. According to the report, in the event that the mayor is elected to provincial parliament, the mayor position becomes vacant. When an MPP appointment is published in the Ontario Gazette, usually within a couple of days of the election, is when a vacancy becomes official, unless the candidate submits a resignation prior to that date. The Ontario election will be held on or before June 2, 2022. In June of this year, the Ontario PC Party announced Saunderson as the PC MPP candidate for Simcoe Gray for the 2022 provincial election. At that time, he told CollingwoodToday.ca he would not be stepping down from his role as mayor unless he wins the seat. See more. Saunderson to run under PC banner for MPP spot in 2022 in accordance with the Municipal Elections Act. A by-election cannot occur after March 31 within an election year. Therefore, staff recommended that, in the event that the mayoral seat becomes vacant, staff put out a call for interest from current members of council prior to a call for other eligible candidates from the public to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the council term, until November 14, 2022. However, on Monday, council opted to put off the decision on how to fill a vacant mayor's chair. "I'd like to defer the seat vacancy item until we have more information on the return of the deputy mayor," said Cowan. Kathy Jeffery. "It gives us some time to think about it." Hull has not yet committed to a date of return. However, under the Municipal Act, the office of a member of council becomes vacant if the member is absent from the meetings of council for 3 successive months without being authorized to do so by a resolution of council. Based on advice of our legal counsel, a leave of absence is not considered a vacant seat, noted Almas in her report. In a leave of absence, those taking on the various duties do not receive the title or pay of the position subject to the leave. In regards to the deputy mayor's role on County of Simcoe Council, the current alternate Cowan, Marianne McLeod, will step into the role. Cowan, Tina Kami, will be taking on the alternate role. Hull sat as Collingwood Downtown's BIA director as well. As Almas also sits as a non-voting member, she will continue to participate in board functions as the town's representative. An interim replacement for Hull is not required on the Affordable Housing Task Force, as two other councillors, Cowan, Yvonne Hamlin and Jeffrey, are already part of the group. The deputy mayor acted as an official signatory of the municipality. At Monday's meeting, staff were directed to prepare a bylaw to appoint the highest elected member of council, Cowan, Marianne McLeod, as an official signatory of the municipality to act in the absence of the mayor or deputy mayor. Cowan, Marianne McLeod, asked about whether a temporary replacement was needed on the Simcoe County Alliance to End Homelessness, SCATEH. Almas said the town's Coordinator of Community Well-Being and Inclusion, Jennifer Parker, sits on the alliance as the town's representation. At Monday night's meeting, council voted in favor of not filling Hull's spot on the Development and Operations Standing Committee on a temporary basis by a vote of 5-3, Cowan, Steve Berman, McLeod and Cowan, Bob Madigan opposed, despite Madigan agreeing to take on the role. "I was, previously, the chair of the committee. But if everyone wants to have stalemates with a vote of 2-2 at every meeting, I look forward to the vote," said Madigan. That decision will be re-evaluated at the end of February. During the November 29 Strategic Initiative Standing Committee meeting, Saunderson read a prepared statement from Hull, officially reporting that the deputy mayor would be taking an indefinite leave of absence. Hull has not publicly stated the reasons for his leave. "The deputy mayor has been an active and passionate member of our council and county council, acting on behalf of our community and our constituents," said Saunderson at the beginning of that meeting. "I would ask council, staff and our community that we respect our deputy mayor's privacy, and I know I speak for all of us when I say we all look forward to his return to the council table early in the new year."